Aircheckdownloads.com.
Well, good afternoon, Bristol and Birmingham. That's from the LP Better Than Heaven, the number three single in dance music sales for 1986. Two of Hearts by Stacy Q. Well, continuing on the Billboard dance sales chart, it's the number two song for 1986. And it's the debut single by a group from Sacramento, California, whose success led to several Answer records. Now, they were originally known as Timex Social Club, but, you know, some things went down. Now the band is simply called Social Club, America's second favorite dance single according to the sales charts. It's called Rumors. Well, some of the musicians who recorded this record now record under the name Club Nouveau. That is Rumors, the number two song of the year-end dance sales chart by Social Club. Well, the favorite dance single in the American clubs this year is by a female composer, producer, and vocalist who's sung and written with numerous stars, including Roberta Flack. Now she's making a big name for herself with the most popular hit among American club DJs. Ain't Nothing Going On But The Rent by Gwen Guthrie. Well, you know, she formerly sang reggae with Peter Tosh. Gwen Guthrie with the number one song of the dance club play charts for 1986. Ain't Nothing Going On But The Rent. Well, ain't nothing going on but us in the American record chart show at 13 minutes after the hour, 3 o'clock for you in the UK. And, of course, 13 after 10 for me here in the USA. I think you got the best end of the deal, let me tell you. Well, you know, whether you like soul, rock, rap, or jazz, last night in New York provided the kind of music that you really love to hear. On Broadway over the Mark Hellinger Theater, Smokey Robinson and Gene Karn opened a week-long engagement with an evening of vintage soul singing. The rap crew was at the Ritz to throw down with the Beastie Boys, who were just on MTV about 2 minutes before I spoke. And out on Long Island at the Bay Street Theater, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts rocked the night away during a midnight performance. A lot of good feedback coming from that show. And the best jazz in the city was found at Fat Tuesdays, where Dizzy Gillespie sizzled on his trumpet for three hot performances. Keep in mind, when you're coming to the Big Apple, make sure you maybe get a copy of the Village Voice, a few other papers that'll give you a full rundown of what you can do in the Big Apple during this holiday season. Well, most acts took a vacation away from the recording studio this week. However, a few artists were in the studio here in New York and in Los Angeles. Thought you might want to know who they were. Here in New York, Run DMC was at the Chung King House of Metal recording music for their new movie, Tougher Than Leather. And also at the same studio, LL Cool J was preparing his second solo album. At Ralston Recording, Curtis Blow is producing a new album by the vocal group Blue Magic. And in Hollywood at Conway Studios, Smokey Robinson is laying tracks for his upcoming LP. This is Gary Bird live via satellite from New York City with a special year-end edition of The Arc, the American Record Chart Show. And this week, we are wrapping up the year in music with a package of the most popular songs in America for the entire year of 1986. Turning now to the Adult Contemporary Chart, the group at number three is one of several veteran acts which made huge comebacks in 86. Now in the third decade of making hits, it's the Moody Blues returning to the charts with one of their hits. It's called Your Wildest Dreams. It's from the gold LP, The Other Side of Life, The Moody Blues, the number three song in the adult contemporary chart. Now, that is to be differentiated from the black music chart or from the pop charts and so forth. You know, we love categories in America, and in your wildest dreams, you would never imagine how many categories we've got. Well, at the top of the adult contemporary chart is a very special song by a superstar quartet. Written by Burt Bacharach and his wife Carol Baker Sayer, the song raised money for AIDS research. Dionne Warwick, Stevie Wonder, Gladys, and Elton John made one of the most tender records of the year with this one. That's What Friends Are For.
And I never thought I'd feel this way.
The number one song on the Adult Contemporary Singles Chart, That's What Friends Are For, by Dionne Warwick, Stevie Wonder, Gladys Knight, and Elton John. Sounds great, doesn't it? Normally, we don't play country music in the Arc. However, for our year-end special, we thought it'd be appropriate to pay tribute to the number one country artist in America. He has three of the top 25 country albums for the year and currently has three LPs on this week's country chart, including a new Christmas album. From his gold LP, Something Special, George Strait is number one with In Too Deep.
I ain't love a strain, ain't it a pain in your heart?
Gary Bird. Radio 1.
Well, the arc continues at the number four pop album in America for 1986. It is the triple platinum Afterburner by the hard rockin' trio from Houston, Texas, ZZ Top. From that LP, we heard Stages. This is Gary Bird celebrating the holidays live via satellite from Rockefeller Center in the Ark with the American Record Chart Show. Well, the artist of the number three pop LP is one of the most consistent hitmakers in America and one of my favorite artists. His triple platinum Scarecrow LP is on the charts nearly a year and a half after it was released. And of course, this is R.O.C.K. in the USA by John Cougar Mellencamp. It was one of my favorite pop songs from last year from the number three pop LP in America. That's number three, a salute to the 60s rock style. R.O.C.K. in the USA by John Cougar Mellencamp. You know, there was no doubt about what LP would be chosen as album of the year. None. Whitney Houston's self-titled debut album has sold over 7 million copies and still continues to sell. She's the first female artist to have three number one hits from the same album. And here's one of those hits, The Greatest Love of All by Whitney Houston.
I believe the children are our future.
It's a song previously recorded by George Benson, The Greatest Love of All, from the number one pop LP in America, the debut solo album by Whitney Houston. Well, as the world awaits Michael Jackson's new album, news about his new single and video are slowly filtering out. The song called Bad is going to be promoted with a 13-minute video based on a real-life incident in Harlem. The story revolves around an honor student home on vacation who starts hanging out again with his old street gang and is shot to death by a plainclothes policeman. First 9 minutes are in black and white, and the final 4 minutes are in color. Video was directed by Martin Scorsese and produced by Quincy Jones. Is also developing a video for Michael and Barbara Streisand. Jackson's LP will be expected to be released in the first week of February. Well, turning to the Black Music Single Charts of Billboard, the top artist for 86 finished on top of six different charts in the Black Pop and Dance categories. Of course, she's 20-year-old Janet Jackson.
Ooh, baby.
The number one artist of the Black Music Charts in 1986 and Black Music Artist of the Year, Janet Jackson with When I Think of You from the triple platinum LP, Control. Well, the number one Black music single for 1986, according to Billboard magazine, is also the top duet of the year. And it's the biggest hit ever by two veteran stars. Patti LaBelle and Michael McDonald created magic with On My Own. I mean, it just sounds so great, doesn't it? From Patti LaBelle's first platinum album as a solo artist, On My Own with Michael McDonald. It's the number one song on the Black Music Singles Chart. 10 minutes before 4 o'clock, and of course, 10 before 11. I'm in the USA, and of course, you're in the UK. While we honor the best artists of 1986, we certainly can't overlook the musicians responsible for the success of the artists, the producers. Looking at the top pop singles producers of 86, the former members of The Time, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, who worked with Janet Jackson, Force MDs, Sherelle, Alexander O'Neill, and the SOS Band, finished as the second most successful producers of the year. But at number one is a drummer who combined with Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin, George Benson, and Jermaine Stewart for several hits this year. Narada Michael Walden, he produced this one too by Jermaine Stewart.
Word, from your lips.
Aircheckdownloads.com.